everybody. It's the podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
It's stuff we talked about during the show that maybe you were doing like work or something and missed.
So that's why we named the podcast that.
One of the things we talked about was Garbage Pail Kids. Are they back? Because now they've got a cereal.
Yeah. I remember Garbage Pail Kids.
I remember them. I never like had any because they were disgusting. They were, and my mom was like, you're not Garbage Pail Kid.
They were nasty cute. What a spin. They made fun of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's what basically it was.
And they were hilarious, yeah. I thought. There were hundreds of cards.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember what any of them are called. I just remember they were awful.
It was like Booger Bart.
Yeah, that's it. Booger Bart.
Snot Steve. And they all had and it had a horrible picture on them.
Well, now, I don't know if the Garbage Pail Kids are back, but Garbage Pail Kids cereal is here. The cereal features pink crazy chips with marshmallow barf bits. Barf bits, part of this nutritious breakfast. Yeah. It's going to cost $10 a box, too.
And if they're promising barf bits, I'm wanting two scoops. There better be two scoops.
A guy found a basically brand new 1988 Yugo in his garage.
What do you call a Yugo with four doors?
What, Tony?
A Wego.
Boom. Back in the mid-80s, there was a affordable car that they put out called the Yugo.
I remember the Yugo.
You could buy a Yugo for $3,990 brand new, but it was an awful car.
It was baseline. Looked like a box.
I mean, it was basically made of cardboard and plastic.
In the commercial, it came down steps.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And it was an ugly little car.
One has been, by the way, they only put out 140,000 Yugos. I thought it was more than that. But anyway, there is a guy in Maryland. Mm. One has been sitting in his garage since 1988, and this is a Yugo GV.
Oh, so it's the...
It's the GV model.
It's the SS, Super Sport Yugo.
The car has been driven 468 miles. Everything's covered on it. No, it's plastic, the original. I mean, it's showroom condition. And this guy's wanting $9,000 for it now.
I was wondering, because if it rolled across Barrett Jackson,
I mean, it's a collector's item for sure, but $9,000 for a Yugo. And I mean, and here's the thing. Back in the day, for those of you who don't remember the 80s, there was a lot of Yugo jokes. Here are some of them.
All right.
How do you double the value of a Yugo?
Tell me.
Fill the tank with gas. What comes with every Yugo user's manual?
I give up. What?
A bus schedule.
they were junk, man.
Why does a Yugo have a rear window defroster?
Tell us why.
To keep your hands warm when you push it. How do you make a Yugo go faster?
I give up. How?
A tow truck. Yay! Three guys went marlin fishing. It turned out real bad for two of them.
You won't believe what they caught.
These two fishermen in Australia, them and another guy.
Uh-huh.
They went fishing, and a marlin. You know, marlin got that spear nose.
They're huge.
It jumped into their, there's just a little inflatable boat.
Poor dudes, yeah. Those are the fish you got to be, like, strapped to a... the seat.
Yeah, I guess
to reel in.
So this marlin, it jumps in, it spears one of the guys, it fractures his arm. God. Another one, it sliced from the wrist to the elbow, showing the tendons.
Mm-hmm.
And the third guy there was unharmed, but his pants. His pants were harmed. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, yeah, especially in the back.
Because mine would have been.
Down around the strap.
Hey, sorry about your arm, but I got to throw these pants away. Yeah. I mean, I know that sucks.
Ain't
guys.
No refurbishing these.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Here, learn this.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Ruptured Dumpty. A ruptured Dumpty was the forensic results of what really happened to Humpty Dumpty. Humpty hemorrhaging also, but that was a result of the accident. Ruptured Dumpty.
Last Tony's word of the day.
The best country lyric never written.
Sing along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Never play a woman a video of a polar bear eating baby penguins.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This is a great story. It happened over Memorial Day weekend. As a man named Hezekiah Perkins. Hezekiah served in Korea and passed away earlier this month at age 90.
Oh.
His only living family member is his daughter, who had some health problems, and she could not be at his funeral in Cincinnati.
So that Hezekiah is all alone, all other alone. Than her, and no one but her.
So the cemetery put out a request that said anybody who wanted to come was welcome. So this past Saturday, they had his funeral.
Listen to this.
400 people showed up for it. 400 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hezekiah all alone. Uh-huh. And then the 400 people said, we're not going to let this man be buried alone.
Most of them lived right around Cincinnati, but people came from all over. Hezekiah was buried with full military honors, and someone set up a live video feed so his daughter could watch, at least.
And the crowd in the pictures is enough to make you cry.
According to the funeral director, she was so grateful she broke down in tears when she saw how many people came out to honor her dad.
Now, and that's Memorial Day.
That's Memorial Day.
That is beautiful.
In a nutshell, that is amazing. To those 400 people, to that funeral director, to everyone involved here, and especially Hezekiah Perkins.
Thank you for your service.
Y'all are
real good.
Well, that does it for today's podcast. We really do appreciate you listening to it. Be sure to share it with all your friends to inflate our podcast listening numbers so we might get a raise.
And our egos.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget about those egos. Thanks so much for listening to
In Case You Missed It.